MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The 57th legislative session is officially over, and the last few bills to make it over the finish line are on their way to the governor's desk. More than 1,100 bills were introduced in the session, many covering the state's foster care system, crime, and education. With the session closed, nearly 200 of those bills passed, while others stalled. A top priority promised this session included legislation surrounding reforming New Mexico Children, Youth, and Families Department. A bipartisan House bill created the Office of the Child Advocate, which was House Bill 5, and it was signed by the governor despite her expressing it wasn't what she wanted. A bipartisan Senate omnibus package, Senate Bill 42, with additional CYFD reforms is headed to her as well. The passage of a crime package, House Bill 8, that includes reforms to criminal competency and treatment as well as fentanyl trafficking was touted by Democrats. They also celebrated the passage of a bill increasing teacher salaries. Although some Republican bills passed, such as Senate Bill 11, which requires districts to create rules for students' cell phone use in schools, Republican lawmakers shared disappointment over the lack of medical malpractice bills succeeding, and the governor's decision to veto a proposal, House Bill 65, to let districts decide the number of days in a school year for themselves. A bill establishing the New Mexico Wildfire Prepared Program, Senate Bill 33, sponsored by Senator Elizabeth Stefanik and Representative Harlan Vincent, that develops property protection standards and certification guidelines to make communities safer from wildfires, is headed to the governor's desk. And other bills that passed on Saturday headed that way include the Trade Ports Development Act, which was House Bill 19, which would create designated port districts across the state, House Bill 14, that will replace state's working family tax credit with a new earned income tax credit. That was one of the last pieces of legislation that passed both chambers and is on its way to the governor's desk. For bills passed in the last 3 days, the governor has 30 days to either sign them, pocket veto them, or veto them. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.